This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The New York International Auto Show opens to the public today on a high note for the industry. Automobile Magazine's New York editor Jamie Kitman is there. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, David.
Tell you, you're at the New York Car Show at a very different moment. The vibe's got to be different from a number of years ago before the financial meltdown. What, the car sales are probably going to be the best in 5 years?
Yeah, no, it's definitely an up market. There's a lot of new cars, which drives demand, and there's a lot of pent-up demand from people who've stayed out of the market, and that 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old car really needs replacing.
It's all this pent-up demand. It also must mean that people can get access to credit because, you know, most people don't buy cars for cash.
Well, that's absolutely the case. It's, there's a lot of subvented leasing rates. Of course, borrowing money is cheaper than it's ever been. And after a period of time where the banks really only wanted to lend money to people who were really solid credit risks, the industry is back to lending pretty much anyone, even people in prison, I think, sometimes, the money to buy a car.
This is smelling like the old subprime days. Probably not quite, but you're seeing tastes
of that? Yeah, I would say in general it's not as catastrophic when it goes wrong as in the subprime mortgage business because cars depreciate on a more regular curve. But there's definitely people who would have been laughed out of the car dealership 2 years ago being welcomed with open arms today.
All right, if you come across a car where the electronic interface doesn't completely confuse you or get you deep into crazy menus and divert your attention completely from driving, you'll give me a call, right?
You will be the first to know.
Jamie Kitman, New York editor for Automobile Magazine, also writes for GQ at the New York Auto Show. Jamie, thank you.
Thanks, David.